The Roman Missal calls for just a brief homily today, as everything is pretty self-explanatory. But it was about 1,000 years before Jesus that Solomon rode into Jerusalem on a donkey as a sign of peace. And his own name, Solomon, means Shalom, which means peace. Jerusalem, Salem's peace, the city of peace, and the king of peace. So he was crowned there 1,000 years before Christ. 500 years before Christ, Zechariah the prophet prophesied that a righteous son of David would enter Jerusalem in the same way and be crowned as he was. And so Jesus is the promised king, but what kind of a king? Mark shows him to be the suffering king, and our readings today are all chosen specifically to focus on that, as Isaiah the prophet talked about the suffering servant that we heard in our first reading today. I gave my back to them that they might beat me, my beard that they might pluck, and my face that it might spit upon. And in Psalm 22, my God, why have you abandoned me? Is actually a psalm of thanksgiving. So even though it begins in terrible abandonment, it ends with great thanksgiving because it says God has rescued me. And if you were to read all the verses, but there are so many little verses, they mocked me, they pierced my hands and my feet, they divide my garments. So all of these things were predicted so far in advance. And then St. Paul in Philippians 2 is the famous Christ hymn where God himself emptied himself to take on human nature, not grasping at divinity like Prometheus, the Greek false god, grasping at divinity and stealing that divinity and fire from heaven. Jesus was totally humble and even died on a cross. But because of that, his name has been exalted above all. And so Jesus chose the Jewish Passover to create our own Christian Passover, our own freedom from slavery, spiritual slavery, not slavery in Egypt, but spiritual slavery to the devil. And he, at that very Passover meal, took the unleavened bread that they always used, and he took the third cup of wine out of the four, and he said, "This is my body and this is my blood." And whenever this double consecration shows death, whenever you separate body and blood, you have death, right? So that is what is shown by the double consecration on the altar, the death of our Lord. And we have to realize that we have all participated in that. We might try to blame it on the Jewish people, but it was all of us. All of our sins, even in the future, were there at the cross, nailing Jesus to the cross. So we're all complicit. We are all implicated in his death, and we all depend on him for his mercy. Notice that he did not drink the fourth cup of wine, which you had to drink in order to finish the Passover meal, until he got on the cross. He didn't take the one with the drugs in it, but he took the other one, the more vinegary wine, the bitter wine. And after he drank that, he says, "It is finished," or "It is a consummation." What he began at the Last Supper was finished on the cross. It's one event, and it is one sacrifice that we celebrate at every Mass, not a new one. It's the same one. They were all brought back to that one eternal sacrifice. And so hopefully you will come for the Holy Triduum this Thursday, Friday. But if not, today you get a taste of that institution of the Eucharist and his death on the cross. And the crowds that honored him so much on Palm Sunday, how quickly they turned and said, "Crucify him." And how much are we like that? So Jesus' cross was his throne. Our crosses are our thrones. And we share in Christ's victory when we embrace the cross as Jesus embraced his. Amen.